Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. It's going to be an incredible show. This past week, we had a heart health workshop in our clinic, and it was a packed house. And so we're going to be discussing some of the things that you can do to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, but specifically heart disease. We're going to be hitting the truths about cholesterol, truths about what high blood pressure means, what to do about it, besides just simply medicating it. And so we know there's some things out there right now in our culture that we're being misled. There's deception that's occurring, whether it's intentional or unintentional. But I think as a whole, our culture is being just misled completely when it comes to health. And so I know everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to feel great. Everyone wants to maximize their health. But the truth is that when people lose their health, or when they become sickness, have sickness symptoms or disease, they really have nowhere to go except for more drugs, more surgeries, more injections, more special testing, all these different things that the medical system provides, which I'm thankful for because it can save your life. But it should never be a place where we go to try to gain health. And I think that's what's happening in our country, is that we are being misled and led down this trail of, okay, well, if you feel bad, take a pill. And if you feel worse, take another pill. And if you feel worse from the symptoms from those other pills, maybe we'll just try to do a different pill or try different things. And so I'm seeing a crisis occurring in our country, and I realize that, you know, the mission that we're on, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. And so the mission that I'm on is to really transform the way that you view and manage your health so that you can prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. And why is that my mission? Is because what I realize is that no one else is doing this out there. And for patients, for people that have listened to the show for years, for people that hear me speak in the community, listen, it's one thing to know the truth about health and healing, but it's another thing to put it into action. And so I know people want to be healthy, but they don't really know where to go. And so for us in our clinic, we focus on five essentials. There are five key areas of health that you can actually take responsibility for, so you can change your health outcomes for tomorrow. Because we know if you give a healthy person medications, it's going to make them sick. So if you give a sick person more drugs, it's going to make them sicker. And so we look at the five essentials. It's not pills. It's not potions. It's not lotions. It's not just, hey, wait it out. It's not blaming on your family. It's not blaming on your genes or your stress levels. It's, hey, let's take responsibility for our health. Put things into action. Put knowledge into action steps. Therefore, you yield better results. And so essential number one is our mindset. Listen, if we do not have the mindset to get healthy and well, the chances of you actually fully healing from the inside out are going to be difficult. And the reason they're going to be difficult is because if we're looking through a lens every day of, oh my gosh, I'm so sick. Oh my gosh, I feel so horrible. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to the next specialist visit. Oh my gosh, I have to go to Walgreens and fill my prescription. Like, if you're looking through a lens like that, you're going down a path of repetition in the medical model. And so we don't want that. We don't want that for you. And so we got to change our mindset. If you're watching the news every day, and if you're trying to find that glimpse of positive story, nowadays they've actually had to create different news stories or news channels or segments to give you something good. Think about that. To give you some good news, they've had to actually create whole different segments and spots that's a positive light in our culture. And the rest of the 95% of else that's on the news is negative. And so if you're starting your day that way and ending it that way, it's not good. I you know, one of the great examples of this is what we stress out about, what we see on TV, what we hear on the radio. is the weather here in St. Louis, right? Where it's like everyone's worried about what's going to happen with snow and rain and ice, whatever it is, 7 days from now. They're literally talking to me about the weather 7 days from now. And you guys have lived here long enough that, I mean, the weather can change in an instant. The weather forecast can change in an instant here just with a gust of wind in St. Louis, right? And so that's one of the things that I see, is that our mindset is being controlled by things that we can't control, right? It's controlling us, right? So whether it's other people's behaviors, whether it's what happened on the news, you know, 45 minutes away from where you live, whether it's the weather, no matter what it is, we're just internalizing this, and that's affecting our mindset. So we got to change our mindset. Number two is we got to have a healthy nervous system. This is why I'm a corrective care chiropractor, because if we don't look at the nervous system, we really miss the most important system of our body, which is our brain, spinal cord, and nerves. If we miss the system, we really miss everything. See, I can give you the best nutrition program in the world. I can tell you to detox with the best detox protocols. I can tell you to go to the best trainers here in St. Louis. But at the end of the day, if your spine is damaged, you're going to be limited on the ability for your body to heal. And so we got to make sure that if your spine is healthy, that's where all health comes from, is from the inside out. See, our office name is called Health From Within, not because it's a catchy marketing name, but because it's actually factual that health does come from within. It doesn't come from the outside in. It comes from within. So we got to make sure your body's healing through the nervous system, above, down, inside out. That's how we're designed to heal. Number three, you have to make sure that we're nourishing our cells and our tissues with the right nutrients and minerals in our diet, and with what we drink, with the supplements that we take. It's vital. It's vital. So you got to make sure you're not poisoning yourself with food, which unfortunately in our country, many people are. And so we got to really start to wake up and say, what's in the ingredients? What can we do differently? What are the baby steps we can take today to yield amazing results for tomorrow? And really what's amazing is this, whether it's nutrition, whether it's our spine, our mindset, what's amazing is this, is that although it can sometimes take years to get you to where you're at today, what's awesome is this, is the body actually can heal with just a couple baby steps, just changes in the right direction, like focuses, lifestyle changes, getting adjusted, taking your supplements, right? Number four is we have to move. We have to move our joints. One of my rules of thumb is you got to sweat every day, right? And the sweating shouldn't be because you're peeling an orange or you're brushing your teeth or you're walking upstairs. You got to sweat every day. And it has to be from in a controlled environment, designed and desiring to exercise, not to just transport from one place to the other with a walk, right? Also, we got to make sure that we're, number five is we got to detox. We got to look at the things that are around us that we're exposing ourselves to. And how do we detox? How do we remove those toxins? Because at the end of the day, listen, God needs no help to heal our body. It just needs no interference, right? So our body is designed to heal. It desires to heal. And if we take out the interference, the body will do what it's supposed to do. And this is what's amazing, is it's never by accident. You don't heal on accident. You don't heal because you have good luck. You don't heal just because, oh, it's not in the cards, or it is in the cards, right? It's never by accident to where you got to today. Whether that's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, back pain, numbs and tingling in your arm, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, hormone problems, it's never by accident. It's never just, that's just me. Something happened to you, or you let happen to you, I guess, for years most likely, and it's led you to where you are today. Now, this isn't just for people that have lost their health. It's actually for people that have their health and are well. And so if you talk to people that are proactive with their health, me, my team, my family, my friends, colleagues, my patients who've been in the clinic for a while, when you talk to them about how healthy they are and how amazing they're doing, they're not on any medications, they've canceled surgeries, they're losing weight, they're sleeping great, kids are healthy, they'll say it's not by accident. And the reason that it's not by accident is because at the end of the day, it takes work. It just takes work, right? I'd love to be on the radio right now and say, hey, listen, getting healthy is super easy, it's super comfortable, and it's super cheap. The three C's culture, right? Three C's in our culture, right? We want to be comfortable, we want to be convenient, and we want to be cheap with our health. But at the end of the day, it's just not It's not doable. It's not accurate in our culture. And so we know we gotta step back, take responsibility, one, understand how we got to where we're at today, and then realize that we may have to get uncomfortable. We may have to be inconvenienced with our schedule. We may have to spend more money on investing in our health. But I'd rather have you do that, and I would rather personally do that. I'd rather be uncomfortable to get healthy. I'd rather be inconvenient to get healthy, and I'd rather spend more money to be healthy than wait till my health is gone to do something about it. And so one of those patients that pretty much waited till his health was gone to do something about it, his name's John. John's a patient. He's in his early 50s. He came in and he goes, "Dr. Nick, I was always one of those guys that said, listen, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And if anyone goes by that, whether it's you listening right now, whether it's your spouse, someone stubborn at work or at church, or you're like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Listen, something's breaking, right? And they don't even realize it. And so John came in and he goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I always thought that if it's not broke, don't fix it. But what I've realized is that this neck pain that I have has been going on for years. I've tried to do everything. I tried stretching. I tried physical therapy. I tried changing my diet, but something's not right in my neck. It keeps getting worse. He goes, my neck pain is so bad now to where it's hard for me to sleep. It's hard for me to walk. I can barely do anything. And he goes, I guess I let my spine break before I actually decided to fix it. And I go, unfortunately, John, it sounds like it. And so what we did with John is we did a new patient exam. We checked, we did an x-ray of his neck to see what was causing his pain. Because when you have a symptom, like for instance, neck pain, you can do one of three things. Nothing about it, which makes it worse. Medicate for it, which actually makes it worse. Or three, you can actually figure out what's causing it. So for John, we wanted to figure out what's causing it. And so we took an x-ray of his neck. Now, from the side in your cervical spine, you should have a 45-degree curve. His was at 0 degrees. John had lost 100% of the curvature in his neck and had been going that way for years. And we could tell that because there was degeneration in his lower cervical spine. The disc spaces were degenerating, causing disc degeneration disease, putting pressure on the joints and the nerves, and no one had ever told him about that. So we started to correct John's neck. We started to put the curvature back in his neck with specific chiropractic care, specific spinal rehab. And what's amazing is this, John threw away three medications. He threw away ibuprofen, Aleve, and some type of muscle relaxer his doctor gave him. After 3 months, his neck pain was completely gone, and John got his life back. And it all started with John coming to our clinic, which is located at Health From Within Family Chiropractic in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. John came into the office. And so I wonder when there's people out there listening who have been suffering with neck pain and they're trying all these different things and nothing's working. I wonder how many people are listening right now. If that's you, if I'm speaking to you, listen, I know you may not call into the radio show that often, but if you want my help, if you want to see if we can help you to reduce the need for drugs, surgery, and injections, and you want to do it naturally and you want to see if we can help you with that, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, to come into our clinic, it's $140, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, it's only $40. It's crazy. I'm nearly giving it away. And so this is the thing. The reason that we do that is because I want to remove the interference of you guys getting checked, right? And so all you got to do now is pick up the phone. When you call right now to schedule your appointment, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way there's no cost when you come in whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region here to serve you and help you locally. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness and disease. We know right now people are just, let's be honest, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Nobody wants to be medicated. Nobody wants to have to go to all these specialist visits and get all these special testings done and be on a special medication cocktail. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go in for surgery. Nobody wants that. But what's happening is that we're not educated enough to listen to our body. And so if there's anything that you're hearing me say today is I want you to start to be super intentional and in tune with what your body is saying. You have to be intentional and in tune with what your body's saying. Why? Because what I've realized is this. The people that are more in tune with what their body's saying, the people that listen to their body more, they get better results. Why do they get better results? Because the body tells you things with symptoms. So symptoms are a blessing. Symptoms are a blessing if we do something about it. If we do something about it, symptoms are actually a blessing. So we got to stop looking at symptoms as like bad, bad, bad. If we listen to the symptoms and we take action to get to the cause of the symptoms, then the symptom actually helped us. For instance, if you are in a deep sleep and you hear your smoke alarm go off and it wakes you up, wakes everyone in the house up, and there's smoke. You don't know where the fire is, but there's smoke. You see it, you smell it, you can barely get to the fire alarm, and you get there, you go, man, I'm really tired. I'm going to get up here, reach the fire alarm, and I'm going to take the batteries out, and then I'm just going to go crawl back and get into bed, and everything should be fine in the morning. No one would ever do that. No one would ever do that. But as a culture with our body, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Think about it. If you have a headache, I don't know why I have this headache, so I'm just going to drink more caffeine. Well, that doesn't really make sense. Do you think you have a headache because you're lacking caffeine in the body? I don't think so. Well, I have high blood pressure, so I'm just going to take high blood pressure medication and not change anything? Like, I don't understand. So you're taking blood pressure medication because they said it's genetic, which, by the way, about 10% is genetic. 90% is what you do or don't do to your body. So now you're going to take high blood pressure medication and not change your life, and you're just going to go back to bed and expect everything to be fine over the next, 20 years. But you have acid reflux and you're not asking why. So you're just going to take Pepcid AC and some proton pump inhibitors for the rest of what? For the rest of your life and never ask what caused it. Huh, that's weird. What about cholesterol? Oh, my cholesterol's high. So we don't really know why it's high. So we're just going to take medication, go back to bed, and hope my numbers come back normal. Well, once again, does it make sense? So what we're doing as a culture, and listen, this is not coming from a place of, I'm not condemning these actions, but we have to be convicted in these actions because no one teaches us otherwise. Our culture says there's a pill for every ill. If you feel bad, we'll medicate you and you're just going to go back to bed, right? Getting back to the fire alarm, right? Smoke alarm. I'm going to take the batteries out. No matter, with all the smoke in my house, and I'm going to go back to bed, the house is going to burn down. The body's going to burn down. And so when you have a symptom, you can do one of three things. What I've realized is this. You can do nothing about it. Well, we know what usually happens with that. Things are going to get worse, right? You can medicate, which is false sense of hope, thinking that, oh, everything's great. Everything's awesome. I feel fine today, right? Which then actually makes things worse because it never actually fixes the problem. And then three is you can figure out what's causing it. So if you have a symptom today, no matter what that is, we must figure out what's causing it. We have to figure out what's causing it. Only 10% is genes, and nothing has to do with your age except for the simple fact that if the healing potential that's in a newborn baby is still there in someone in their 100 years old, right? So the healing potential never leaves us, but what happens is the healing process over time, it does slow down. It does slow down. And so the when you're 20 versus when you're 60, the body responds differently with a fall. It responds differently when you're dehydrated, when you're not sleeping well, when you're stressed out. The body does respond differently. But what I'm seeing in the culture now, even people that come into my clinic as new patients, is that teenagers actually have some of the most damaged spines, some of the highest levels of stress. They're more toxic than even their parents or grandparents. And what's amazing is this, is that they're actually medicating for it too. So like they're really sick, and because they're sick, we're going to medicate them more. And so right now, the next generation, it's not looking good when it comes to health. And so I think there's some work that we got to do. And as adults and as parents and grandparents, I think we got to set the example and set the tone for this. And so in our office, we focus on health and healing. We focus on health and healing. And so we realize that the body's designed to heal. It's not by accident. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we were designed for a life of abundant health, not sickness, suffering, and disease, right? We're designed for a life of abundant health. And so if we focus on restoring the healing potential of our body, taking the interferences out, what the body will do one thing, and it will do it every time. It will heal. It will heal. And so we focus on the five essentials. One is our mindset. Two is our nervous system. Three is our nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detoxing. So last segment, we talked about how John, who was in his 50s, suffered with neck pain. And he was one of those guys that said, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I feel fine today. I feel fine. Well, he waited till literally his spine was so damaged, and he was on three medications for his neck pain to do anything about it. What we call that, ladies and gentlemen, is reactive, sick, and crisis care. That is what we have being delivered to us in our country as healthcare that says if you don't feel bad, you're fine. But in the same sentence, if you talk to an oncologist, if you talk to an endocrinologist, if you talk to a cardiologist, they will all say, the best will say this, even in researchers will say this, that you can actually feel fine, you can actually feel good, and have chronic lifestyle disease building in the body. They'll actually say that. How do we know? Well, how many times do people say, yeah, I feel like my cholesterol is high today. No one's ever said that, right? Because you can't feel your cholesterol being high. I feel that my A1C is high today. I feel like I'm developing diabetes. No one ever says that. No one ever says, yeah, I feel I have stage one skin cancer today. No one says that, right? But as a culture, we're so driven towards how I feel. But we can. This is what's insane. Write this down. Remember this. Share this with everybody you love. You can only feel up to 10% of your body at any given time. You only feel 10% of your body at any given time. So you don't really feel 90% of what's happening to you at any given time. And so John, by the time he had neck pain so bad to where he couldn't sit, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't walk, he was on three medications for his neck pain. Once again, this is the guy that said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I guess he tried to wait till it broke, right? He finally came to the office. There was disc degeneration in his lower neck. He had lost 100% of the curvature in his spine. And there was no way in the world his body was healing. He started getting adjusted into my clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're a specific spinal corrective care office, and took his neck pain from 10 out of 10 in his mind to no pain whatsoever and off three medications in 3 months. He got his life back. And now this is what's crazy with John. He changed his entire mindset with his health. Now all he does is proactive health care. So he's not waiting to go to the specialist to get pills. He's not waiting till something's broke to fix it, because he realized it actually takes more energy, time, it's more inconvenience, it takes more money, it takes more of everything to try to fix something that is broke than to actually keep it healthy and well. John has his life back. Another person that just waited and waited and waited till the problems got so bad. And I'm sharing these examples because it's a place of hope. I want to restore hope for you guys, so you know exactly that no one's perfect, that people go down paths because that's what they're taught, that's what they know. And this girl's name's Katie. She's in her 30s. And when Katie first came to our clinic, she was listening to this on the radio, and she said, I'll never forget when she called in. She goes, hey, Dr. Nick, I never really listened to the radio, especially this station, because I just never in the car listening to talk radio. But what you said, I feel like you were speaking straight to me. And I go, what did I say, Katie, that made you want to call in? She goes, if you've been dealing with something so long and you're just praying for it to go away, and even more importantly, if you're praying for an answer, it's not going to come through any specific pill, potion, or lotion. You can't eat healthy to get rid of numbness and tingling. You can't exercise, stretch more, do more massage to get rid of numbness and tingling. And so what Katie suffered with was numbness and tingling in her arm down to her hand. Her pinky finger and her ring finger were numb chronically. And she goes, Dr. Nick, it just keeps getting worse. It just keeps getting worse. She goes, it's gotten to the point now, Dr. Nick, to where I literally can't sleep at night, and is moving into my other hand do you think you can help me? And I said, well, we have to look to see what your neck looks like. She goes, I always thought it was my neck, but the doctors have never looked at it. The doctors have never really checked it to see what's going on, but I've always thought it was my neck. And I go, why do you say that? She goes, well, this all started about 5 years ago, and it was after an accident, a car accident. I had damaged my I feel like I had whiplash, but no one really ever checked it. They said I was fine, no concussion, no bruising, nothing like that. She goes, but after the accident, this all started. She goes, then I have a desk job, so I was blaming it on my desk job. But she goes, do you think you can help me? I go, the first step, Katie, is to see what does your spine look like. And so we had to see what her cervical spine looked like, because what's crazy, guys, is that she didn't have pain in her neck. She just had numbness and tingling in her arms and into her fingers. And she goes, wouldn't I have neck pain? I go, not necessarily. Sometimes the symptoms show up neurologically, distally, down into our arm, into our hands. And so we did an x-ray of her spine. And from the side, it should be a nice 45-degree curve in the shape of a C in the neck area. And what's amazing is that she had a negative 5-degree curve. So literally her curvature was going the wrong way. When she saw it, she started crying. She's like, I can't believe this. No one's ever told me this. I was about to get surgery on my wrist for carpal tunnel. She goes, this is what's causing it. I go, absolutely. What if you do nothing about it? She goes, it's going to get worse. I go, absolutely. That's what's happened up to this point. But I go, but the good news is we can help you. I said, we got to stop this from getting worse. One, and two is I want to correct your spine as much as we can. Well, I'm happy to say this is awesome. Katie started getting adjusted in our clinic. She started doing specific spinal rehab to hold the adjustments in place longer to get great correction. And after 2.5 months, her numbness and tingling is completely gone. She's sleeping through the night again, and Katie has her life back. She goes, I was scared to get pregnant because I knew I knew that having a baby and breastfeeding would make it harder on my spine. I knew it was going to make it harder on my hands and my fingers. I was like, there's no way I could do it. But it all started with her listening to the show, calling in, and coming to the clinic. And so our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. And if you're listening right now, normally to come into our clinic for a new patient appointment, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, that's the catch. You got to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you, and it's only $40. That even includes x-rays as well. So if you call right now and we'll schedule you, it's only $40. This is the catch. Pick up the phone, call. I'll schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It is a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the air. And today has been an incredible show. We've had so many people calling in. We discuss people suffering with neck pain and just dealing with it, or having to take medications, and just getting amazing results in our clinic. You know, people getting off medications, people getting off muscle relaxers, people not having just to go to the massage therapist when they feel bad, but actually for wellness and for health and healing, but not just to get out of pain. We also talked about Katie, one of our patients, whose numbness and tingling was so bad that she couldn't sleep at night. And now she was about to get carpal tunnel surgery. Now she actually canceled the carpal tunnel surgery, and she feels amazing. She has no more numbs and tingling because we started to correct the problems in her neck. And really what we did, guys, is we got to the cause of the problem. And so that is my heart, guys, is that I want to make sure people have the opportunity to live their life abundantly when it comes to health. I want people to be so healthy that they're the example in their community. They're the example in their family. And so when I see my patients setting the tone of what does it really mean to be healthy? What does it mean? What does it look like? What kind of action steps does it take? When I see my patients setting the tone for that, It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, I get up every morning because I realize this, that I have to reach the unreached. I have to go where no one else is going to go. I have to see people reducing or removing medications with the help of their doctor. I have to make sure people are living their life at a max capacity when it comes to health, not waiting for their body to shut down, not waiting for the next specialist to come out with the newest drug on the market, not just merely surviving, but actually thriving. See, that's what I want. That's what I want for you guys. That's what I want for my patients. And the reason that I want that is because I know that people want it too. They want to be healthy. They want to be healthy and well. And if you're taking responsibility and taking action, what will happen is your body will heal for you. And this is the hope. This is the truth, is that your body is a miracle. I mean, your body is miraculous. And if you honor it, if you honor that miracle, then you'll get to the health level, the level of health that you desire and want most. No matter how far off you feel like you are, no matter how hopeless you think you are, I've seen miracles happen, and I see them happen every day in our clinic, of people getting where they want to be with their health, no matter how far off they were. And you know, when I see people honor their body as a temple and realize that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, not just spiritually, emotionally, but on a cellular level, our body's working for us. Once people really grasp that, then what happens is the lifestyle choices that we teach and suggest in our clinic, they become so much easier. they become so much easier, and they become easier because what happens is that you're doing it for a different reason now, right? You're doing it for a different reason. And so I just know that there's people listening right now who, I'm just going to be honest with you, have been listening to my show for a while, and you've been kind of hesitant. You've been hesitant to either call. You've been hesitant to come into the clinic because you don't know what to expect. And so I'm gonna lay it out for you guys. And we have people listening too right now who just randomly tuned in, and they're like, "What is this guy talking about? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. What do you mean? Like we're actually healthy? Like we're supposed to be healthy, right?" So I may sound like not your typical news talk person, but the reality is that we want to see results in your life when it comes to health. We want you to see results. And so I know there's people right now who are either just tuning in randomly. You don't know who I am. Well, I'm Dr. Nick Barnes. I own a clinic here in St. Louis region, in Rock Hill, actually, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. It's called Health From Within. And so I know there's people listening right now who are just, you know, they've wanted to come in, they don't know what to expect, or they need to come in and they realize that there's a problem. And I was going to lay out with what we do in our clinic. The first thing we do in our clinic is we actually sit down with every single new patient and we say, "Listen, where have you been? Like, where's your health been? What have you done in your life that's got you to where you're at today? What haven't you done, I should say, that's also gotten you to where you're at today? Where are you now? Like, where is your current state of health now? Where's your spinal health at? Where's your mindset? Where's your nutritional health at? And then, this is really important, where do you want your health to be, right? We got to look and see, what's the target here? What do you want when it comes to your health? And then we do a full exam. We check out posture. We check out range of motion. We do a nervous system scan, which is a digital scan that shows us the imbalances in your spine. And it shows us how much stress is on your nervous system, okay? And then also we do a full set of x-rays. Why do we do a full set of x-rays? Is because we don't guess, we test. We want to see what your spine looks like. And the reason that we want to start with your spine before we look at lifestyle is because if the spine is healthy, if the structure is healthy, your body will heal and function in a healthy way. If your spine is damaged, it puts stress and pressure on your spinal cord and your nerves, causing dysfunction and dis-ease or being unhealthy, right? Sickness. And so we know that the healing comes from within, from the brain, spinal cord, and nerve system. The signals from the brain travel down the spinal cord across the nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. That your brain is designed to heal and function, keep your body functioning 100%. And if the signals do not get there at 100% because there's damage in the spine, we must remove the damage in the spine so the brain can fully communicate with the body to heal at 100%. Okay? So this is why we have to make sure your spine is straight from the back, your hips have to be even, shoulders have to be even, and you must have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If you have the old woman hump on your upper shoulders, if you have the old man posture where it's all computer-based posture, head is so far forward, if you have one shoulder higher than the other and it's obvious, these are warning signs that your body's saying something's not right. Something's not right. We better check this out. And so that's the first step. We gather data. We gather information on your new patient appointment, and we do that by seeing the full set of x-rays, and then we do a follow-up appointment. At that follow-up appointment is when I go over everything with you. So I go over, hey, here are your goals. What's the game plan going forward? What does your x-rays look like? Time-wise, finances, insurance-wise, we'll answer all those questions for you at the second appointment. But we got to know what's going on first before I can answer all those questions, right? And so we know right now people are listening, and they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. If that's you, I'm urging you, I'm encouraging you that there's hope. And that if you take action, take responsibility, see what's causing these problems, we know we can help you. As I said earlier, John was suffering with neck pain. He was taking 3 medications. Since coming to our office, his neck pain is completely gone, and he's off 3 medications. We talked about Katie, who had numbness and tingling. She was about to get carpal tunnel surgery, couldn't sleep at night. After 2.5 months, she can sleep 8 to 9 hours a night. She canceled the surgery. Her numbness and tingling is completely gone. See, when we think about this, we just know that hope is being restored. And Brittany is a patient that came in about 3 months ago. She had horrible shoulder pain. Her doctor said she needed shoulder surgery. Her neck was horrible pain. She was on 5 medications just for anti-inflammatories, and she couldn't even work anymore. She was having to call into work because the pain was so bad. Well, fast forward 3 months. We found damage in her spine. We started to correct the damage in her spine. She had disc degeneration, bone spurring. She had one shoulder higher than the other by 1 inch. Her right hip was high by 3 inches. Everything was off, and no one ever told her that. We started adjusting her spine. We started to correct her spine with what we do in our clinic, started doing spinal rehab. And what's amazing is after 3 months, Brittany's off 5 medications. She canceled the shoulder surgery. Shoulders 100%. Her neck pain is 75% better. And she's a new person. She's not missing work anymore. She's producing at work. She's doing what she should do. But it all started with her coming to the clinic. If she decided, I'm not going to do anything about this, I'm going to keep medicating, what would have happened? You guys know. She would have gotten worse. And so our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. And we're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Listen, if you're listening right now, normally to come into the office as a new patient, it's $140. But if you listen right now and you take action right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You must call now, okay? So when you pick up the phone, call us. I will answer the phone. I'll schedule you. And we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the doctor at Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. What I've realized is this, is that the listeners right now that are tuning in, week out, listening to every segment, you guys are experiencing health on a new level more than anybody can ever imagine. And you know the reason why is not just that a lot of you are patients in my clinic, but actually because you're changing your perspective. You're changing your perspective. You're changing how you view your body. You're changing how you treat your body. And what's amazing is this, is that the more you change your perspective, the better results you get. And why is that? Because you realize that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that it's, you're designed for an incredible purpose more than you can ever imagine. And what's awesome is this, is that once you realize that your body can heal itself just by taking out interferences, and we've talked about these five interferences that can happen to us. We'll talk about them again in this segment. Once we take out these interferences, what happens is the body's wired to heal. It's wired to actually heal for you. It's wired for that. And so when we take out the interferences, the body wants to heal. The body wants to heal. And so the five interferences that we talked about is our mindset. If you have a bad mindset, listen, there's no way the body can heal. There's no way the body can heal. And so we got to make sure we change our mindset. We got to change the health of our spine. If you're not focused on your spinal health, you are missing the big picture. You have to focus on your spinal health, or there's no way your nervous system can function at 100%. If you neglect and ignore your spine will continue to degenerate over time. And that's not a Dr. Nick research, but research actually shows that after 10 to 15 days of a misalignment in your spine, only 10 to 15 days, the spine will start to create degeneration and arthritic change over time. So if you misalign your spine, whether that's how you sit, how you fall, a car accident, a sporting injury as a kid, sleeping with pillows at night, you have an iPhone, right? If whatever you do, misalignment of the spine, okay? If it stays there for 10 to 15 days, this is medical research out of 1987, by the way, the spine will actually start to go backwards, okay? It'll start to go in the wrong direction. So think about all the times in your life. Yeah, it gives me a headache thinking about it, right? All the times in your life that your spine has been damaged, misaligned, whatever, from a fall, slip, trip, whatever it is, and you've never done anything about it. Think about that. Think about that. It's actually pretty daunting to think about, but it's because you've never been taught to do something about it. That's the problem. See, you've never been taught to take care of your nervous system and your spine. You've never been taught that your spine must be straight from the back and you must have 345-degree curves from the side. No one's ever taught you that. So how can I expect you to know it? I don't. That's why I have the radio show. That's why we're on TV. That's why I'm speak at churches, you know, a couple times a month. That's why I speak at different corporations, right, every week. Why do we do that? Why do I have an office? Why do I get up in the morning, right? Why do I have this radio show? It's because I realize that if I don't tell you, many times you will never find out. But there's a movement occurring right now across the country with specific chiropractic care to where people are waking up and realizing that, you know what? Corrective chiropractic care, curve restoration, scoliosis reduction, taking pressure off the nerve system just makes more sense than dealing with it, taking a medication, having to get surgery. There's a movement. And I believe it's birthing out of St. Louis, of course, right? There's a movement happening. Why? Because people don't want to have surgery. Let's just face it. People want to live their life abundantly without sickness, suffering, and disease. Nobody wants to feel bad. Nobody wants to be on drugs, though, either. And so just this past week, we had a couple medical doctors start care in our office. Most people would think, like, what, a chiropractor seeing medical doctors? Well, guess what? They don't want to be their patients. They don't want to become their patients. Horrible pain in the spine, multiple pills, on opioids, having to get injections and surgeries. That's what they both said. They go, listen, I've seen what's happening in the medical system when it comes to, in one of their cases was neck pain, the other one was back pain and headaches. I've seen what's happening. And guess what they said? It's just not getting to the cause of the problem. And more importantly than that, it's just not working. So not only is it not getting to the cause of the problem, but it's not helping the patient. The drugs, the injections, the surgeries aren't helping the patient. They go, I don't want to be that patient. I want to be a patient in your office because I don't want to be on drugs. I don't want to have to get injections, but I want to get to the cause of my neck pain. I want to get to the cause of my headaches. I want to get to the cause of my low back pain. And so guess what's happened in this past week? These medical doctors are referring patients like crazy because they can actually help with the advice that they give, right? I mean, that's awesome. So I see this movement happening where people are really starting to take interference out of the spine, and people are getting incredible results, right? They're removing interferences in their nutrition. They're removing interferences in sedentary lifestyle. I mean, we have more gyms, more personal trainers than ever before in history, and some people still find an excuse to not exercise, which is crazy to me, right? And then obviously we're removing interferences in our toxic load, right? Just changing the products we buy, changing the food we eat, changing what we clean our house with and our body with. I mean, that makes a huge difference, right? And so I just want to make sure you guys know that if we take the interferences out in our body, the body will heal itself. And it's not by accident. It's not by accident. You never heal by accident. Your body's always working for you. It's never working against you. It's not a fact of luck. It's not even a fact of genes. You know, of course, there's some cases where genetics play. Don't get me wrong. But only about 10% of what happens to you goes back to your genes. On average, only about 10%. So that means 90% is on what you do or don't do to your body. For some of you, that's a good thing. Some of you, it's like, oh, crap, right? And so I want to make sure you guys hear the hope underlying me yelling at you, I guess, is because I'm passionate about this because I've seen miracles happen day in, day out in our clinic where people have done everything, they've tried everything, it's not working, and guess what? They started getting their spine corrected, and it started to what? Started to work. It started to heal, right? Started to heal. And so when we talk about earlier in the show, we talked about John, who suffered with horrible neck pain on 3 meds for that. He'd been to the specialist. He'd done everything you could ever think of, but he never got to a chiropractor because no one told him to go. He let it get worse and worse and worse over time to where he couldn't walk, he couldn't stand, he couldn't sit. He was suffering. He was suffering. And so what happened with John after 3 months is that he got his health back. His neck pain was completely gone. His neurologist took him off 3 medications. He got his life back. We talked about Katie, who suffered with numbness and tingling, was about to get carpal tunnel surgery. She couldn't sleep at night. She was scared to have babies and kids because she realized that holding them would make her numbness and tingling worse in her hands. She started getting adjusted, and 2.5 months later, she got off medications. She canceled her carpal tunnel surgery. Her numbness and tingling was completely gone. No surgery, no injections, no drugs. Brittany had neck pain so bad she was taking 5 medications. She had shoulder pain. She was about to get shoulder surgery. And Brittany started getting adjusted in our clinic. Her neck pain vanished. Her shoulder surgery was canceled. And she got off 4 medications. She got her life back. You know, one of the things that we've been seeing a lot of lately, and of course getting amazing results with, is headaches. You know, headaches is one of those things where I see it can debilitate somebody. It can literally debilitate them. And so the last thing I want to see is people being held back in life, whether that's just you're not the person you want to be because you're in pain, whether it's you're not an awesome spouse because, once again, you can't be because you feel horrible. You're not 100% parent because you can't be present because you just feel sick all the time. It's affecting your work. It's affecting going to church. It's affecting all these things. What I found is that when people start to get healthy, it's way more than just how you feel. It actually impacts your life. It actually impacts your life. And so headaches is one of the things that I see where it literally breaks my heart for people because I see how damaging it is to them. Everything stops. They can't be 100% present. They're in a dark room. They're having to take medications, which dopes you up essentially just to get through it. And there's really no hope. And so I wanted to share an awesome testimony about Sandy. Sandy's a patient that came in suffering with migraines. She'd get a migraine every week, but she had dull headaches about 3 to 4 days a week. So imagine that, having 3 to 5 headaches a week, one of them being a horrible migraine. And imagine like just the quality of your life, right? Just imagine that. It's hard for me to, I'll be honest with you, just because I don't have headaches. But think about what her response to a headache is, which is, okay, I got to keep going to work. I got to keep being a mom. I got to keep taking these medications. I can't sleep at night because it's so bad. And so when Sandy came to the office, she was listening to us on the radio show, and she was one of those people that never called in, but she said, I feel like you were speaking straight to me. She goes, I feel like you're speaking straight to me. And I said, I asked her, what did I say that hit home for you? She goes, when you reach the point of being so sick and tired that you can't handle it anymore and there's no other option, then you'll call. That's what I said to her on the radio. And she goes, I'm right there. And unfortunately, some people have to wait to get there to call. But she called in. She came into the office. We saw damage in the top bone of their neck, which was causing the pressure on the brainstem, on the nerves that go straight to the head, causing her migraine headaches. It was obvious. It was evident. You can't make this stuff up. X-rays don't lie. She came to the clinic to get care, to correct her spine with specific chiropractic adjustments, and within 1 month, her headaches had decreased by 90%. Sandy's now been under care for 6 months. She hasn't had a headache in 4 months. She's off her medication. She's a better mom, better spouse. She's fully involved at church. She hasn't missed a day of work because of a headache since she's been in our clinic, and she has her life back. It all started with her coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, located at Manchester, McKnight, and Rock Hill. If you're listening right now and you want to come into the office as a new patient to see if we can help you with your headaches, normally it's $140, but if you call right now and schedule right now, the new patient appointment is only $40. You save $100. So the catch is, pick up the phone, call in. When you call in, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Have a great, great week, and God bless. Higher and higher, baby. It's a little-